Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nihai Show on Education, and this is your host, Sadia Ijaz, and happy Valentine's Day, and I hope so your loving one, you spent well time with them, and not just today, that love should be dedicated to them every single day, but not just in the way of giving flowers or chocolates. It can be shown in the smallest thing possible, for doing a favor, or just small things that count. But today is just to emphasize more on the love that you have for them. But anyways, today I will be talking about if music helps us improve one's learning or athletic performance. But you can call in to speak in to anytime during the show to join into the discussion or any questions at 347-633-9225. Or you can contact New Heights directly at 419-786-0247. Or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or visit our website at www.newheightseducation.org. There are announcements before I begin today's show, and the first one is that New Heights continues to offer its biweekly Enrichment Day classes, and the next class will be on February 28th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and classes will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. And please note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate into these classes and help with the planning of them. Enrichment Day classes are in the planning process, and so far we will be offering a reading time, science class, Irish dancing, karate, and we are open to more suggestions. And students are not invited just to only attend, but to also participate in instructing some of these classes. And if you are interested in participating, volunteering, tutoring, please contact us directly. Also, tutors or teachers are needed, in Defiance at Putnam County, and anyone that would like to volunteer should contact us directly. There are also some paid opportunities, and we currently need reading tutors. New Student Leadership Council, the New Heights Educational Group, is proud to announce a new National Student Leadership Council. And for many years, we have played a pivotal role in offering the Student Advisory Group for ages 7 and up, and will continue to offer this program. This will now be offered to students up to 8th grade, all 9th grade and college students aged 14 to 23, will be transferred to the Student Leadership Council. This is open to the public, and any student from any state is eligible to participate. All students entering the Leadership Council must have at least a 3.0 GPA, and the council aims to help students build academics, talents, leaderships, and community service, along with many other skills. So that was all for announcements, but to get back to the topic, so does listening to music actually help us improve learning or athletic, like when we are working out and we like to listen to music, does that help us in any way? And many people like to listen to music, and there are different types of songs, and music is nice. It can be understood by anyone in any way, and now often, a lot actually, we see people's ears plugged up with earbuds while studying, walking, working out, at home or jamming anywhere, and all day on a normal basis. At school, like, students are while they're passing in the halls, they're always listening to music, or it's like study time, they're also listening to music. So some scientists at Stanford University in California have recently revealed a molecular basis for the Mozart effect, but not other music. Dr. Rocher and her colleague, H. Lee, a geneticist, have discovered that rats, like humans, perform better on learning and memory tests after listening to a specific Mozart sonata. A book called The Mozart Effect by Don Campbell has condensed the world's research on all the beneficial effects of certain types of music. So I guess that it also depends on the type of music. And I guess based on the different types, it also depends on your mood, and you would probably put the music on according to what you are doing. If you're working out, you might put on a song that is more hyped up and motivated and something that will keep you going. And if you're just kind of relaxed, you might put a laid-back, soft, chill music. And so it is also proven that listening to music while working out measurably improves physical performance. We generally assume that learning a musical instrument can be beneficial for kids, but it's actually useful in more ways than we might expect. One study showed that children who had 3 years or more musical instrument training performed better than those who didn't learn an instrument in auditory discrimination abilities and fine motor skills. Research on the effects of music during exercise has been done for years, and in 1911, an American researcher, Leonard Aries, found the cyclists pedaled faster while listening to music than they did in silence. Maybe, I don't know, this is something that I've noticed, but when you're listening to music or your mind is kind of somewhere else while doing another job, like working out, you don't really notice what you kind of do. I mean, like, if you're working out, then you somehow, according to music, you want to go faster. I think if the song is faster, you just can't tell when time passes by while doing something and while also listening to music. Music kind of helps pass time while doing something. That's what I think. That's what I feel and my theory, but it might be something related to that. And the psychology behind why music helps you while exercising is that we know that music helps us a lot through a workout, but the psychology behind it when music works is when it doesn't, and it is still being investigated. It is still being investigated why it helps us through a workout. But however, the BBC Future has a few ideas about what's going on in your brain. In general, music has greatest effect on self-paced exercise. The benefits of music are largest for self-paced exercises. In other words, those sports where some of the work involved is in deciding when to act as well as how to act. This means all paced exercises like rowing or running rather than an unpaced exercise like judo or football. My speculation is that music helps us perform by taking over a vital piece of the task of moving. The rhythm travels through your ears and down our auditory pathways to the supplementary motor area. There it joins forces with brain activity that is signaling when to move, helping us to keep pace by providing an external timing signal. Or to use a sporting metaphor, it not only helps us out of the starting blocks, but it also helps us to keep us going until we reach the line. And this was an article by a website called www.lifehacker.com. And it explains further on why this happens. And it happens because listening to music can drown out our brain's cries of fatigue. Maybe this is what I was trying to say, that our brain doesn't notice the fatigue and we pay attention more to the music. And as our body realizes we're tired and wants to stop exercising, it sends signals to the brain to stop for a break. Listening to music competes for our brain's attention and and can help us to override those signals of fatigue, though this is mostly beneficial for low and moderate intensity exercise. During high intensity exercise, music isn't as powerful as pulling our brain's attention away from the pain of the workout. And yes, as I said before, this information was an article from the website lifehacker.com. And how to create the ultimate exercise playlist. Study shows that the rhythmic speed of your music influences your athletic performance. Here's how to use that information to create the ultimate playlist for your workout. The science. While it's no surprise that fast-paced music is a good and popular exercise companion, a study published last year discovered a direct correlation between fast-paced music and athletic performance. Volunteers in the study were given popular music to listen to while riding a stationary bike. For the first ride, the music was played as is. In subsequent rides, some volunteers received music that got slowed down by 10%, and others received music that was sped up by 10%. The riders were not informed of the change, yet their performance changed nonetheless. So when the tempo slowed, so did their pedaling and their entire effect. Their heart rate fell, their mileage dropped. They reported that they didn't like the music much, and on the other hand, when the tempo of the song was up 10%, the men covered more miles in the same period of time, produced more power with each pedal stroke, and increased their pedal cadences. Their heart rates rose, and they reported that they enjoyed the music, and it was the same music, about 36% more than when it was slowed. But paradoxically, they did not find the workout easier. Their sense of how hard they were working rose 2.4%, and the up-tempo music didn't mask the discomfort of the exercise, but it seemed to motivate them to push themselves. As the researchers wrote, when the music was played faster, the participants chose to accept and even prefer a greater degree of effort. So, how do we choose the music? You want a fast-paced music on your playlist, but some songs might be deceptive. As we've probably, as we have discovered, the best exercise music should be between 120 to 140 beats per minute, but I don't think we have enough time to consider how many beats per minute a song has, but it's just the question is, how do you calculate the BPM of a song? Well, there's always the old-fashioned way, counting. Alternatively, there is software to help you out, and there are both BPM calculator on Windows and BPM assistance on Mac, and it lets you tap along the song to calculate its BPM. And once you've calculated it, you can generally store it into a IT3 tag of the music file. And I guess it just depends on the activity that you're about to do and how you feel at the moment. And kind of a mixture of all these parts that help us choose the song that we want, and it also helps us as well when we don't even know it sometimes. So that was it for today, and I hope everyone has an awesome weekend and a happy President's Day as well on Monday. And today was a very nice day. It was pretty chilly, but as sunny as well. And I know some states are also having very bad snowstorms. So I hope everyone is safe and warm in those areas. And do tune in next Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of my show. And join in Kaden tomorrow at 6 p.m. as well, Saturday. Thank you for listening, and have an awesome day.